heart that seeks what's true. The prophet's light will guide it through. In word and deed, through storm and test, we strive to mirror him the best. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم Respected viewers of Madani Share, we once again welcome you in our program Mirror the Best صلى الله تعالى عليه وآله وسلم In this program we talk about رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وآله وسلم as the best role model to follow and different aspects of the love of رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم we choose a topic And then we try and reflect upon the seerah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And then we try and figure out how can we mirror the best sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. We've got a few segments in this program, which include a role model moment. We've got one segment in which we see how Sahaba Ikram, Arim Ridwan, they clung tight to sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, sticking to the sunnah of Rasul. Alayhi salatu wa taslim by our pious predecessors. And there is one segment which is follow and revive, where we learn one sunnah of Rasul alayhi salatu wa taslim and we take it as a challenge to implement that in our practical life. Be with us from start till end, immense amount of knowledge you'll be learning today. Ask your family members to come and sit in front of Madani Channel's TV screen and watch this program from beginning till end with focus and concentration. Respect viewers. My Shaykh al-Tariqat Amir of Ahl-Sunnah, Hazrat Allama Mawlana Muhammad Ilyas Tar Qadri Hafizahullah has given us this beautiful mindset. We should not forget to make good intentions. As I am presenting this program, I make this intention that I will deliver this program for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If you're watching, you can make this intention. We'll listen with focus, remember, act upon, and pass this knowledge on to others. Now let's take the first segment in our program, Role Model Moments. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala, ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
In every heart that seeks what's true, the Prophet's light will guide it through.
Respected viewers, today, inshallah, we will learn that Qurbani is a sunnah of Anbiya. Slaughtering an animal in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is a sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam for sure. But not only that, but a sunnah of Anbiya-i-Kiram. We'll talk about the history of this. And inshallah, we will develop a mindset that we will also follow Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We will also mirror the best sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in this regard too. Let me mention a beautiful verse of the Holy Quran first. Surah Al-Hajj, verse number 34.
A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Wa li kulli ummatin ja'alna mansakan liyadhkuru ismallahi 'ala ma razaqahum. رزقهم من بهيمة الأنعام
And for every nation we specified a sacrifice that they remember the name of Allah upon the sustenance which He has provided them from livestock. In Tafsir Salatul Jinan, this is mentioned under this verse that all the ummas which have been in the past, right? Those they were the believers, subhanallah. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had appointed sacrifice for them. So that when they slaughter an animal, they remember the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They mention the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. اے مسلمان سن یہ نقطہ درس قرآنی میں ہے عظمت اسلام و مسلم صرف قربانی میں ہے. We learn this point from Quran, from Darsi Quran, that the majesty, honor, respect of Muslim and Islam is in sacrifice. We learn that when one is slaughtering an animal, it is one of the preconditions that one should mention the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala at the time of slaughtering an animal. It is mentioned in Bahari Shariat. If someone did not recite Bismillah intentionally, then the animal will become haram. And if the one who was slaughtering forgot to recite Bismillah, then in that case, animal will be halal. Now, if two people, they slaughter an animal together, then both will recite Bismillah. Now, if one of them did not recite Bismillah intentionally, then the animal will become haram. Sometimes what happens, people, they ask the butcher to slaughter an animal, but on the knife, they put their hand for barakah. So if someone puts his hand on the knife with the butcher at the time of slaughtering, he has to also recite Bismillah. All those, they were guided ummas, right? They used to perform qurbani. So it's a very ancient, very, very historical form of ibadah. If we look at historically, then we understand that from Sayyidina Adam ala Nabiyina wa alayhi salatu wasalam until Sayyidina Isa ala Nabiyina wa alayhi salatu wasalam, every ummah, according to their own sharia, they would perform qurbani. For example, Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam's son, Hazrat Habil rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, and his brother Qabil, they also presented qurbani in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which is mentioned in the Holy Quran. So right from the time of Sayyidina Adam, this form of ibadah was present. Hazrat Nuh alayhi salam, okay, he had established a slaughterhouse where he would present qurbanis in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He would sacrifice animals to present in the court of Rabb ta'ala azza wa jal. And Sayyidina Khalilullah ala Nabina wa alayhi salatu wasalam, what a strange qurbani he presented. Okay, Allahu, he got ready to sacrifice his own son for the pleasure of Rabb ta'ala azza wa jal, which is very much famous in history. It is also mentioned in the era of Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam, okay, that blessed era, people, they used to present the qurbanis of animals. In the time of Bani Israel, the practice of giving qurbani, sacrificing an animal in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, was present, and they used to give in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala their most beloved animals. Sayyidina Sulaiman alayhi salam, regarding him, this is mentioned in the narration that when he alayhi salam constructed Baytul Muqaddas, at that time he gathered Bani Israel, and in order to pay thanks in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to pay shukr in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he alayhi salam sacrificed animals in the court of Rabb ta'ala azza wa jal. So from this we learn that this is the sunnah of Anbiya Ikram alayhim salam. So probably we just thought that it is a sunnah of Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam, and Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam kept that alive. Again, it's a sunnah of Rasulullah alayhi salatu salam. But many did not know that this sunnah has been present practically since Sayyidina Adam ala Nabiyina wa alayhi salatu salam, and Anbiya Ikram and their ummas, they also performed qurbani in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We being the believers, we being in the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam, we learn from this that how important this is to get proximity in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when you present your beloved qurbani, you sacrifice. Okay? And you do it for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Anbiya Ikram alayhi wasallam, they did. Those, they were the chosen one, they were closer to the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and Rasulullah alayhi salatu wasalam did. Hence, we believers must also follow Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam and Anbiya Ikram, right? Especially when it comes to give qurbani, and if it is necessary upon us, then we have to do it. And if you look at the time of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, at that time, the forefathers of Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, they used to present qurbani in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And now, Hazrat Qaydar radiyallahu ta'ala an, he is the grandfather of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, 28 generations above in the lineage. He is the grandfather of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Once he presented so many qurbanis, so many animals he sacrificed in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for one purpose, And when he was presenting so many animals in the court of Rabb Ta'ala Azza wa Jal, so sound was heard and it was said, حَسْبُكَ يَا قَيْذَارُ قَدْ قَبَّلَ اللَّهُ قُرْبَانَكَ. O Qaidhar, stop. No doubt, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has accepted your sacrifices. Now, we also learn that Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam's grandfather, Hazrat Abdul Muttalib radiallahu ta'ala, and he also presented one qurbani which revived, subhanallah, the remembrance of Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam. Hence it is narrated that when Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam's grandfather, Hazrat Abdul Muttalib radiallahu ta'ala, and when he came to know that when Sayyidina Ibrahim Khalilullah ala nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu salam was ordered to sacrifice Sayyidina Ismail alayhi salam in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then Sayyidina Ibrahim Khalilullah alayhi salam was ready to act upon the order of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Hence, Hazrat Abdul Muttalib radiallahu ta'ala and also followed the footsteps of his grandfather, Hazrat Ibrahim Khalilullah alayhi salam. And he vowed that if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants me 10 sons, then in order to pay shukr in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I will present one of my sons in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as a qurbani. Will sacrifice one of those 10 sons which Allah will grant me. I'll give one in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Imam Jalaluddin Suyuti, great name in the history of Islam, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, he says that on the forehead of Sayyidina Abdul Muttalib radiyallahu ta'ala and the nur of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was apparent and radiant, and because of the blessed nur of Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, he had the ilham, right? Meaning, in his heart, this was instilled. What was the ilham? What was instilled in his heart to do? That he should vow to present his son in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So he had ilham that he shall vow to present his son in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Anyways, Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam's grandfather, Hazrat Abdul Muttalib radiallahu ta'ala, and his wish was accepted, and Allah tabarak wa ta'ala granted him 10 sons. And one day, Hazrat Abdul Muttalib radiallahu ta'ala, and he was resting near Kaaba-i Mu'azzama, house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, near that. And he saw a dream. Someone was saying, O Abdul Muttalib, fulfill your vow. What you have vowed, now fulfill that. Hazrat Abdul Muttalib radiallahu ta'ala and got up and he gathered all his sons and he mentioned that what he has vowed is mannat. Now all the sons, with respect, they said, Abba Jan, you fulfill your promise and you can sacrifice any one of us, whoever you want to. Subhanallah. It is mentioned in the narration that father of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, Sayyidina Abdullah radiallahu ta'ala, and was the first one who did ita'at, obedience of Abdul Muttalib radiallahu ta'ala, and he presented himself voluntarily that to be sacrificed. Hazrat Abdul Muttalib radiallahu ta'ala and said to his sons, that write your names on the arrows and give them to me. So all the sons straight away acted upon the order of their father. Hazrat Abdul Muttalib radiallahu ta'ala took all those arrows upon which the names of the sons were written and he gave it to the servant of Kaaba-i Mu'azzama and he said to him, draw lots. Now he himself engaged in making dua, supplication in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he said, Ya Allah Azza wa Jal, I had vowed to present, to sacrifice one of my sons in your court. So whomsoever you like, accept it. And when the lots are drawn at that time, that name may be picked whom you like, O Allah. So this was the dua he mentioned in the court of Allah Ta'ala Azza wa Jal. Hazrat Abdullah radiallahu ta'ala an was the youngest child of Sayyidina Abdul Muttalib radiallahu ta'ala an, and he was the most beloved son of Sayyidina Abdul Muttalib. Now, when the lots were drawn, at that time the name of Sayyidina Abdullah radiallahu ta'ala an was picked up. Allahu Talib radiallahu ta'ala an. Now he was passionate to fulfill his promise, right? What he had vowed, like in the court of Allah. So he was filled with the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he held the hand of Sayyidina Abdullah, and on the other hand, he had the knife. And he was ready to sacrifice his own son in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and to complete what he has vowed. Now, a son who is also a very beloved son, it's not easy to sacrifice with one's own hands. Who is a father of that son? Look at the maqam, status of Sayyidina Abdul Muttalib radiallahu ta'ala, his love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, his passion to fulfill the commandment of Rabb Ta'ala Azza wa Jal. Allahu Akbar. Centuries ago, his grandfather had done the similar act, Sayyidina Ibrahim ala nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu wassalam. And now, Allahu Akbar, he himself is ready to repeat and revive that great qurbani of his grandfather. The father, he is not hesitating to do what he has to, what he vowed for. And the son, he is also such obedient, Allahu Akbar, that he is not also hesitating at all. Allahu Akbar. Both of them's hearts are filled with the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And they are ready to mirror the sunnah of Sayyidina Ibrahim ala nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu wasalam. Father is, in other words, mirroring the sunnah of Ibrahim alayhi salam, where his son is mirroring the sunnah of Sayyidina Ismail alayhi salam. Now, it was close that Abdul Muttalib radiallahu ta'ala an would sacrifice his prince, right? And he would fulfill his promise. But the leaders of Quraysh, they came. And with humbleness, they started requesting to Sayyidina Abdul Muttalib, "Oh, our leader, what are you doing? If you do, this will be a precedent set. So people will follow. Can you please ask forgiveness in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Make some excuse in the court of your Lord Azza wa Jal, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala." As Abdul Muttalib radiallahu ta'ala and he was so passionate, then he said, "Ahadtuhu wa ana mufin ahdahu, wallahi la yuhmalu shay'un hamidah." No one is praised the way the praise of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is. By Allah, I will definitely fulfill my promise, which I have done with my Rabbi Kareem. إِذَا كَانَ مَوْلَايَا وَكُنْتُ عَبْدَهُ نَظَرْتُ نَظَرًا لَا أُحِبُّ رَدَّهُ. He is my Mawla, I'm his bondsman, he's my master, I'm his slave, and whatever I have vowed, I will not like to go against that. وَلَا أُحِبُّ أَنْ أُعِيشَ بَعْدَهُ. If I do that, I have no interest in my life. Now the grandfather of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is ready to sacrifice his son, but the leaders of Quraysh, they are a hurdle and they're not letting him do that. Now, this debate prolonged. Now finally, this was agreed that now they will go to a person in Khaybar, right? And he had knowledge, he had some sort of ilm, whichever were prominent that very time. So we'll go to him, and whatever decision he makes, we'll accept that. Hence, they all went together to Khaybar, and that individual was informed of all whatever was the matter. And after hearing everything, he asked for a day. He took a time, and he said, "Give me one day." And next day, he presented his verdict. He said, "O people of Makkah, what is diyat in your area where you live? For example, if someone dies, so if you don't want to take a revenge life against the life, and if other party gives money for that, so how much is that money you normally give?" It was said, 10 camels are the diyat. That individual said, go back to Mecca and draw lots between 10 camels, their names, and the name of Abdullah. Now, if the name of Abdullah is picked randomly, if that is drawn, then increase the number of camels and keep on doing unless or until you don't get the name of a camel. Now, once that is done, that means that many camels, they have been accepted as a fidya in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, okay, as a recompense, which would mean that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is pleased with this fidya of that many camels instead of the sacrifice of Sayyidina Abdullah radiallahu ta'ala. Now, all accepted this. Hence, they went to Makkah al-Mukarramah back and they started drawing lots. Now, first 10, then 20, then 30 camels. Okay, the lots were drawn. Every time the name of Abdullah radiallahu ta'ala and was picked, randomly it was coming, Allahu Akbar. Now, they kept on doing to the extent that 100 camels, okay, and the name of Sayyidina Abdullah, the lots were drawn, then the name of a camel picked up. The Quraysh said, now stop. O Abdul Muttalib, your Rabb Azza wa Jal is pleased upon 100 camels as a fidya. As Abdul Muttalib radiallahu ta'ala said, I'm not satisfied yet. Wallah, by Allah, I will draw lots 3 times. Hence, 3 times lots were drawn, and every time the names of 100 camels picked up randomly, meaning the name of Sayyidina Abdullah wasn't picked up. Now Abdul Muttalib radiallahu ta'ala got satisfied and he presented 100 camels in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as a fidya for his mannat, what he had vowed. And he expressed shukr in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala this way. Now, after this incident, the laqab, title of Abdullah radiallahu ta'ala and the father of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam was famous as Dhabih, the one who voluntarily presents himself in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for sacrifice. Sahabi ibn Sahabi, Hazrat Amir Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala, and he says, one Arabi, someone from village, came in the court of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam and said, Ya ibn al-Dhabihain, O son of two Zabihain. Rasulullah Kareem sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, when he heard, he smiled. Sayyidina Amir Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala and was asked, who are these two Zabih? Said, one is Sayyidina Ismail alayhi salam, and the second is Hazrat Abdullah, the father of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. These were the titles of these two blessed individuals. Zabih, meaning those they were ready to sacrifice themselves in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One, Sayyidina Ismail, and other, Sayyidina Abdullah. Khudai Paak ke hamid hain, pyare Abdullah. Bade hi abid o zahid hain, pyare Abdullah. Shak inke ima pe karne se pehle, yaad rakho, mere rasool ke walid hain, pyare Abdullah. Nabi ke sadke mein kya kya inayatein na hui ho, chashme adl to shahid hain, pyare Abdullah. In these couplets, this has been mentioned, Abdullah, the father of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, was sahib iman. Right? He was a believer. Not only a believer, but he was a hamid. He would mention the hamd of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He was abid and zahid. He was a worshipper of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Zahid, he had zuhd and taqwa. Okay? The father of Rasulullah. Before we comment anything about the dhat of Sayyidina Abdullah radiallahu ta'ala and his iman, we should remember he is father of the best of creation, beloved of Allah, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. You can imagine how many barakahs and blessings he would have received being the father of the best of creation. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. So we learn that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made qurbani as form of ibadah for all the previous nations they came before Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Those were imandar, meaning they were people of faith. Hazrat Adam alayhi salam's son also presented qurbani. Hazrat Nuh, Hazrat Ibrahim, Hazrat Ismail, Hazrat Sulaiman, Bani Israel, people of Arab, Sarwari Kainat, Fakhri Mawjudat, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, the final messenger of Allah, right? Their aba, their forefathers, they used to do qurbani. And they would pay shukr in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that's how they used to get proximity in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And they would please their Rabb Azza wa Jal. And alhamdulillah, our beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam would also perform qurbani. And each and every individual from the ummah of Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, he also mirrors the best sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Whoever is capable of doing, he has reached to nisab, right? And hence, if Sharia makes it compulsory for him, that individual performs qurbani, mirroring the best sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. So qurbani is something which is an act of reward. And this is done to seek the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is done to seek the proximity in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is a sunnah of Ibrahim alayhi salam. It is sunnah of Anbiya Ikram. It is sunnah of Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. The Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam offered as sacrifices, two horned rams, black and white in color. He slaughtered them with his own hands and mentioned Allah's name over them and said takbir and put his foot on their sides. This is in Sahih al-Bukhari. This hadith is mentioned, which shows that Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam performed qurbani with his own merciful hands. This is the sunnah of the best of creation, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. So we being the believers, we being the devotees of the Prophet alayhi salatu wa sallam, we should also mirror the best in this regard. We should also present qurbani. If Allah has blessed us, if we are capable of doing it, we have got istita'at, if we are sahib nisab, we've reached to that threshold where it becomes compulsory for us to give qurbani, we should not hesitate. Right? There is no alternative to that. We have to do the way Rasulullah alayhi salatu wasalam did. It's not that we will just spend money, we will give it to someone, right? The so-called philosophers, they're giving different philosophies. Okay, you can just help someone needy, give them money instead. There's no need to bring the qurbani, no. What we should do as believers, mirror the best sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam. Who is the best role model? Okay? And what is liked and desired in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Especially in the ayyam of Nahar, there's no other deed which is more beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala than to present Qur'an. So why shouldn't we do that? Of course, helping others, helping the needy, giving money, charitable causes, many there are, we should be doing all year round. But when these ayyam come, ayyam of Qur'ani, then respectfulness, this amal is most beloved amal, most beloved act in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And it is enough for us that Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam did, Anbiya Ikram did, those they are the chosen ones they did, those they needed proximity in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they did, those they were already closer in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they did. Do we know better than them? No, of course not. Those they had wahi revealed upon them, they know better than us, or we know. Of course, they know better than us. What is more beloved in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? And how can we get more proximity in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Rasulullah alayhi salatu wasalam will tell us, right? And we should follow Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasalam, not our weak intellect instead. It is another hadith mentioned, Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha reported that Allah's Messenger sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasalam commanded that a ram with black legs, black belly and black circles around the eyes should be brought to him so that he should sacrifice it. He said to Aisha, give me the large knife, and then said, sharpen it on a stone. She did that. He then took it, the knife, and Then the ram, he placed it on the ground and then sacrificed it, saying, Bismillah, Allahumma taqabbal min Muhammad wa min ummati Muhammad. Oh Allah, accept this sacrifice on behalf of Muhammad and the ummah of Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam remembered us in Qurbani too. Even we were not born at that time. Jo na bhula hum gharibon ko raza, yaad uski apni aadat kijiye. How should we forget Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam in following the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, mirroring the best sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, following the footsteps of Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, doing way Rasulullah did, imitating Rasulullah alayhi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Why should we hesitate? Why should we step back when he did not forget us? Allahu Akbar. Throughout his life, he remembered us, he prayed for us, he shed tears for us. Even when he presented Qurbani in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he remembered us. We should also follow the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Increase love of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in our hearts. We should remember Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam while reciting Naat of Mustafa. And most importantly, practically following the footsteps of our Aka Kareem alayhi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, because he is the best role model. Respective viewers, we should do Itaat of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, obedience of Mustafa Kareem alayhi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and we should bow our head down in front of the commandment of our Rabb Ta'ala Azza wa Jal. It is mentioned in Surah Al-Baqarah, verse 131. A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Idh qala lahu rabbuhu aslim. Qala aslamtu li rabbil alameen. And remember when his Lord said to him, obey. And he said, I have obeyed the Lord of all the worlds. Muhammad be itaat ek dhoka hai muhammad ka jo dawa hai to koshish kar itaat. If you have got this understanding that you love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you love Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala wa sallam, you claim, if you've got this claim of loving Allah and his messenger, then this claim needs a proof, and that proof is itaat Mustafa, itaat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, obedience of Allah and his messenger alayhi salatu wa salam, following the commandments of Rabb Ta'ala Azza wa Jal and his Habib alayhi salatu wa taslim, and following the sunnah of Rasul alayhi salatu wa salam, and doing the way Allah and his Habib has asked us. إِذْ قَالَ لَهُ رَبُّهُ أَسْلِمْ قَالَ أَسْلَمْتُ لِرَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. This should be our attitude. This should be our behavior when it comes to obey. And remember when his Lord said to him, obey, and he said, I have obeyed the Lord of all the worlds. Straight away, Sari Tasneem Kham, bow your head down in front of the commandment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who is Rabbul Alameen. No doubt, that's how a Muslim should be. And Dr. Iqbal, he also said beautifully, Aql ko tanqeed se fursat nahi, ishq par a'mal ki bunyad rakh. Sometimes we start thinking through our intellect, our weak intellect, things we don't understand. Sometimes wisdom is not apparent to us. It is the weakness of our intellect. It's not that there isn't any wisdom behind any act or any commandment which we have been asked to fulfill. We should say lambaik, whether we understand or not, whether we know the logic or not, whether we know the wisdom or not. This is called a believer who believes, who has trust. If Allah has said, there should be some sort of wisdom behind it, and I should do, whether it is Qurbani or any other forms of worship, we should imitate Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Yes, respective viewers, the hadith explains, person does no action from the actions of Yawm al-Nahr more beloved to Allah than spilling blood. On the Day of Judgment, it, meaning the sacrificial animal, will appear with its horns, hair, and hooves. Indeed, the blood shall be accepted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala before it even falls upon the earth. So perform this wholeheartedly. So when you do this, do it wholeheartedly, not just as a compulsion with devotion, with love. I'm presenting this, because my Lord has ordered me to do, because my beloved has done it, Because I'm imitating the sunnah of Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Sayyidina Ibrahim, Khalilullah ala nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu wa sallam, sunnah of anbiya ikram. And something which gets me closer to Allah, which earns the pleasure of Allah, that's what I'm doing. You will feel enjoyment in your heart, subhanAllah. Sheikh Abdul Haq Al-Dahalwi rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi states, Qurbani will be placed in the pan of righteous deeds for the one who performs it, causing said pain to become weighty. Mullah Ali Qari rahmatullahi ta'ala mentions, it will then become a conveyance for him by which he will cross the bridge of Sirat with ease. Allahu Akbar. Each of its limbs will become a ransom from the fire for every limb of its owner. What else do we need, respected viewers of Madani Shal? Allahu Akbar Kabir. If we cross the bridge of Sirat, and these animals, they will become ride for us. That's what we need. Salvation on the Day of Judgment. We perform Qurban. Mirror the best, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in the best manner possible. Inshallah, Azza wa Jal. Respected viewers, we learn in the history that, subhanallah, how Anbiya Kiram, they performed this beautiful sunnah. And even Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then Sahaba Ikram, then Ahlul Bayt, then Awliya Allah. And until today, believers across the globe, they are following this beautiful sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, following the footsteps of Aka Kareem alayhi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The ada of the beloved Khalil, the act of beloved friend of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that was kept alive that from that time, Allahu Akbar, until today, believers are performing Qurbani. And this will be inshallah until the Day of Judgment. Allah wills, this will continue. Okay. The great sacrifice of Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam, Ul Azm, Nabi alayhi salam, it was accepted in a way that Allah kept this alive. So our pious predecessors, they clung to this sunnah. Okay. The awliya Allah, they held tight to this sunnah. Okay. Sticking to the sunnah is very important. And we believers must also fulfill this beautiful sunnah obligation, and we should do this wholeheartedly, yes, with love and devotion, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Holy Quran, inni wajjahtu wajhiya lilladhi fatara as-samawati wal arda hanifan wa ma ana min al-mushrikeen. I have turned my face, refraining from all falsehood, to the one who created the heavens and the earth, and I am not of the polytheists. And then further it is said, Inna salati wa nusuki wa mahyaya wa mamati lillahi rabbil alameen. لا شريك له وبذلك أمرت وأنا أول المسلمين. Indeed, my prayer, my sacrifice, and my living and my dying are all for Allah alone, Lord of all the worlds. He has no partner, and thus I have been commanded, and I am the very first Muslim. These verses mention the same point, performing worship for the sake of Allah. If we perform Qurbani, we should bear this point in our mind. We're doing it for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for the qurb of Allah, proximity of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we're doing it in remembrance of Sayyidina Ibrahim Khalilullah ala Nabina wa alayhi salatu wasalam's great sacrifice. We are mirroring the best sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Now, it's time to include one segment in our program, and that is follow and revive. Let's take that. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
In every heart that seeks what's true, the Prophet's light will guide it through.
Respected viewers, one beautiful sunnah of Rasul alayhi salatu wa sallam, we'll learn today how to sit. An idea is to remember Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, to connect with the best of creation. Increase the love of Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam. If you walk like him, if you talk like him, if you sit like him, if you, subhanAllah, converse like him, in each and every aspect of the life, when you follow, when you marry the best sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, this automatically increases the love of Rasul. And he is the best role model. That's what we should also bear in mind and we should follow. Okay. And then sitting cross-legged is also proved by noblest Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam sitting in this way. Whenever you sit cross-legged, inshallah, you can remember I'm doing it, not because I do it, because Rasulullah alayhi salatu wa taslim also sat this way. Inshallah, this will increase love of Rasul alayhi salatu wa salam. And do not sit where there is a sunshine and shade as well. Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has said, when any of you is in shade and the shade then moves away, leaving him partially in the sunshine and partially in the shade, then he should stand up from there. So we should also keep this in our mind. Respected viewers, that's all for today. We'll be back with another beautiful episode. This program, Mirror the Best, sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Until next time, keep watching Madani channel. Keep reciting Salat upon Nabi. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
In every heart that seeks what's true, the Prophet's light will guide it through. In word and deed, through storm and test, we strive to mirror him the best. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.